Right, right. Yeah, Tim, that's, I've got the Champion. It's a 9,000 running, I don't know what it is, or 9,000 starting or cranking or whatever, starting. And then 75 running, but I run it on CNG, so, you know, I get the lowest BTU of all the fuel choices. But it's fine. It still gets me in the 7,000, you know, range, and there are 6,000, 65. I don't know, but it's more than ample for what for me. You know, and I don't want too much, right? And this one's borderline too much for me, because then you're just, you know, wasting gas. Well, Dakota, that was my concern. Hold on. Yeah, my concern was that CO2 sensor and where I run it and all that stuff, and I'm thinking about getting one of the little tents for it. Tim and I were just talking about that, and, you know, I wonder if that would be a problem. So, oh, well, we'll see. There's all sorts of things online about how to bypass that sensor, but it's not easy from what I understand. Go ahead and throw one in past the Tim.
Guys, I just wanted to throw that out there. Ultimately, what I found I had to do, I just had to move it about 2 to 3 feet away from the building so the fumes kind of aired through. I mean, you would think open driveway, right? Closed garage door should be an issue. So the only thing I could say is if the tent's got size, maybe if they roll up or whatever, just whatever way the wind's going, keep those up, which I guess at that point kind of defeats the purpose. So I don't know. I get the safety side of it, but, you know, it's like a warning label. Kind of got to weed those people out.